Good morning, friends. Good morning. You're very welcome. And we have been on air for the past hour. Happy indeed to have as our first guest the great Carmel Quinn. But now we have added and switched stations, we want to welcome you to WBNJ, 1160 AM, and obviously to link stations on irishradio.com. Okay, John Deary, co-host, sir, I've been working myself, you know, for the last hour, right?
Yes, you have, Adrian.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
And it was very nice of you to
but
show up.
But this is a very special day. You should feel great about it.
Yeah, and next year, remind me to let you know that you put the hour back, obviously. Actually, you were supposed to put it forward. But anyway, you're here, and that's the main thing. The very, very special guest of the day, the man who becomes Mr. New York St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Mm-hmm.
Has just walked through the door. Me, I'm exhausted.
Take it
from here.
Well deserved. What a great joy that committee decided on a person that has contributed so much with so much Irish dimension and flavor in Al Smith. And Grand Marshal, welcome. And
thank you.
Congratulations.
Happy to be here.
You're ready for a big day today and a lot of marching.
I am. It's actually be nice to have something in common with my great-grandfather other than having a big nose. The same name. So.
Well, there's quite a remarkable story when you think about it. Of course, everyone is so familiar with Al Smith and his run for the presidency and may have been the first Catholic or would have been and president. But tell us the quite remarkable, which you shared with us earlier, remarkable story about the hat you're going to be wearing today up Fifth Avenue.
The hat that Al Smith wore 88 years ago as Grand Marshal, it's in fact been in our family for this 88 years, and it was worn once, and today I'm going to put it on and wear it again. So I'm honored to walk in his footsteps with his own hat.
What year was that that your great-grandfather was
1925.
Grand Marshal?
25? Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did you ever think you'd be following in his footsteps? Since you've done so many things that he had done, Catholic charities and so many different events and organizations. Do you ever think you'd be marching up Fifth Avenue in his footsteps?
You know, I never really did. My son, many, many years ago, saw a picture of his great-grandfather, great-great-grandfather is, at the Grand Marshal at the parade. And he said to me, Dad, when are you going to be Grand Marshal? I said, probably when a Pope resigns. So the Pope resigned, and there I am.
That's a great one.
and how true. The hat story is hard to get past because that you're thinking, and that that has got to be almost as amazing as the Pope residing. I mean, to have that in the family.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing that it's hung around the family
yeah.
in a condition. You're talking almost nine decades.
That's I had it a little incredible. Refurbished, and someone actually said to me that they weren't going to be able to make it tomorrow. Yeah. I said, we'll come back in 88 years. We do it every 88 years in this family. So I'll call that I had as well.
Well, you know what? We're catching a little flavor of Val, and for those that have never seen Al as the host of the Al Smith dinner, the most important, really, political and social dinner and charity dinner of the year.
Right.
But Al is the host, and I think our listeners are getting a little flavor of why Al is the undisputed host, and it's called an incredible Irish sense of humor. And few have it better than Al.
Definitely. How did the Al Smith dinner, which is now... you know, you want to talk about a guest list or a must be included or a dais. How did that get started?
That was started by Cardinal Spellman shortly after the governor died to build a building in his honor down at St. Vincent's Hospital.
My God.
So,
and another legacy,
Cardinal
of course,
Spellman
you would,
was a very, very powerful man in his day. And he actually... The first speaker, although he was not there, and a lot of people don't know this, was Winston Churchill.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Oh, he was the first speaker.
On the phone, yes.
No kidding.
So he was the first speaker, yeah.
Wow.
That's a pretty good headliner.
So it started there. I guess the 1968, Humphrey and Nixon were the candidates, and they were both coming. And then a week before the dinner, Lyndon Johnson called up. He said, "They're candidates. I'm the president. I want to go." So all three of them showed up that night.
Well, of course, I think it's not unfair to suggest that hard to top as a speakers, it was really the Kennedy-Nixon in 69.
Yeah, that was
59.
That really put us on a map.
That was really, I mean, I've listened many times to that evening, and the lines out of really, especially out of Kennedy, I'd have to say, were devastating, really.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was, and I guess maybe a little something to come, because Kennedy did so well in the age of television.
Right, and how... Well, why is it, and this is a rhetorical question, but I'll ask it anyway, is that when we hear about the history of New York and we hear, about the great empire states, that a defining moment was that when your great-great-grandfather or your great-grandfather took over as governor, not just once, but actually on, then had a little hiatus and then continued on again. Was that ironic because of Catholicism, or he was a Catholic? How did he get, to the governorship to begin with, and how much role did Catholicism play in that?
Well, he got to the governorship, I think. He was the lead investigator with Bob Wagner Sr. to investigate what went wrong at the Triangle Shirt Factory and why were the conditions so bad. And he was appalled at the way the workplace was managed. And this energized him to get into politics to make a difference. And he surely did. The workplace would never be the same after that. So all the stuff that he did in investigating and find out and making changes propelled him up through the system, and he became governor in 1918. And a man of the people.
Yeah.
To just bring forward for a bit, Al, since you're the man of the hour and the day today, why don't you tell our listeners a bit about what you're up to now and maybe some of the more recent things you've been involved with?
I've started my own firm, Alfred E. Smith & Associates, which is a business development and consulting firm, and kind of works towards getting people in front of other people. I built up quite a Rolodex over the last 25 years with the Al Smith Dinner.
On Wall Street?
I retired from Wall Street.
I know, but through those years.
And actually, I went down and I rang the bell there the other night. Yeah. And I'd worked down there for 35 years, and I got there and I said, I left here 5 years ago, the Dow was at 14,000, I come back, it's at 14,000, and everybody's complaining.
That's a great line. And by the way, I think it'd be a mistake if we didn't mention, since this is radio, but Al Smith's had a partner, and one of the most beautiful women, I would say, is his wife, Nan.
Yeah.
And so delighted that Nan is here this morning. And by the way, Nan, since Al is...
So it's not, it's not only Sheridan anymore. Oh, boy, did you dig a hole for yourself.
What did I say?
Oh,
Nan?
My
I'm
God.
Sorry. No, but Nan, let me ask you, do you plan on marching, or what is your... What is the proper role of the wife of the Grand Marshal today?
The protocol.
As always, for 38 years, I will be following behind Alfred, allowing him to take that as we all do.
Yes, yeah.
But
that goes back to 1918, by the way.
Exactly. But there is a wonderful group called Friends and Family who are going to march in the parade, and I will be there with my two adult children and some of our wonderful friends and family. As you might imagine, we've heard from second cousins once removed.
Oh, God, yes.
And, everybody is willing to join us. But
wait until you see the crowd you have by the end of the day.
Yes, exactly. But we're very, very proud of Alfred, and we're just really looking forward to having fun the rest of the day. And thank you for having us here. It's
really part of the excitement. And we are delighted indeed. What we will do, John, considering that we can sit around here for the next 5 or 6 hours, but our guest has bigger...
Got to put on his marching shoes.
He's got bigger fish to fry.
I just want to say to Nant, our formula's worked. I'll tell the jokes, and you just be pretty. Because I'm not. Nant said to me, this is a natural for you, Al. You've got a face for radio. I can't be pretty.
Have you kept count of... and did anybody pre-warn you when you accepted... the role you played today as Grand Marshal of the 252nd St. Patrick's Day Parade, that actually you would not have a single day to yourself going back to January. Do you know
that? Actually, going back to last September, there was a press conference. There were 350 people there.
Mm-hmm.
I got there at 4 o'clock. I got up to speak at 6 o'clock. After all the introductions, I said, nobody told me that the press conference would be longer than the parade.
I remember that.
There were two bars and no press, Irish press conference.
Yeah. This is not tales out of school, but tell us what it is like when you go to all of these functions, you go to all of these dinners, and you have at least, in good old-fashioned Irish style, about 10, 12, sometimes 15 people who are there for the sole purpose of introducing you, totally oblivious to the fact that actually people do have to go to, you know, their respective rooms, men's or ladies' rooms, that they actually do have homes to go to. And when everybody just about can't take it anymore, and they say, and the man of the hour, the man of the day, the man of the year.
Well, I think you're being Irish, you know what you're getting in for, the gift of gab.
Yeah.
But Al has just a remarkable, and I don't overstate it when I say a remarkable sense of humor and an ability to get the right quip off at the precisely the right time that often has a way of delivering a message in addition to being very funny.
We both appreciate your being here. We both want to wish you, of course, this on your very, very special day. Very special day, not just for you, for the St. Patrick's Day Parade, New York, and for all Irish Americans and indeed Irish throughout the world, many of whom will be competing with us now. I mean, they're on so many live television stations around the world.
Yes.
Yeah. And we resent that, but we're not going to mention it.
Thanks.
We'll talk about that after he leaves.
Have a great day, Al.
Grand
Marshal. Enjoy it.
Alfred Smith, the fourth. Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA.
Thank you.